So far, we've shared a few money-making or a few traffic generation strategies with you. These are mostly free strategies. I even count the solo ads as relatively free strategies. It's only about $75, $125. It's worth the test. And once you've built up your list with these various traffic generation strategies, and there's a few more, but that's when you start looking at joint venture. I had a lot of questions here about joint ventures. How do you find some joint venture partners? And how do you basically contact them and build a relationship with them? There are a couple of questions that I learned from Tihar Becker. And these are just simple marketing questions, but they're so powerful. And the two questions are, who can buy or sell a ton of my stuff? Who can buy or sell a ton of my stuff? That's question number one. So let's say that you're in the target market of, John, what target market are you in? Which market? Yesterday?
Health food shop.
Health food shop?
AdSense.
And what? AdSense. Oh, sorry, AdSense. So people want to make money from AdSense. Did you also say health food shop?
Health food shops
is a good one as well. Health food shops. So let's take health food shops for example. Who can? So you have this. You created a home study course for owners, business owners of health food shops. Who could buy or sell a ton of my stuff? Maybe there are some other companies out there that have huge mailing lists and relationships with health food stores all over the UK, Ireland, etc. Maybe there's another company that sells another information product for them. They have the mailing list there. Maybe there is a mailing list in the List and Data Sources Directory. By the way, who has the List and Data Sources Directory? Oh, you do. Okay, great. Who else? An example of this, by the way. Oh, and the question is also, second question, who else has my ideal clients? And T.R. Becker was talking about this example of a gentleman who created an information product on how to paint your house. He created an instructional video about how to paint your house. And he wasn't selling any of them. He was going from store to store, from bookshop to bookshop, trying to sell two or three of each set, two or three of these videos to each one of these bookstores. He wasn't getting anywhere. He asked himself the question, who can buy or sell a ton of my stuff? And who else has my ideal clients? So he contacted the equivalent of what I call barbecue. No, it's B&Q, right? So the equivalent of barbecue in the US, which is, I think, Home Depot. And he contacted them and said, I will license you the rights to this tape. And what I recommend you do is that for every pot of paint that you sell, that you also give them this videotape. If they buy three pots of paint, they will also get this videotape worth $30 for free. So he's now adding more value to the package of three pots of paint, right? So it made sense to Home Depot to do a deal with this gentleman. Why? Because when people got the instructional video, it helped them basically use more paint. It helped them do it more efficiently and use more paints. They would buy more. Plus, the value of that video was more than the value of the pots of paints. And it was an information product. It might have cost $2, and it was the perceived value was $30, right? I think he did more than $1 million in sales of that, royalties, because he got royalties for every take that was used, basically, from that thing. Yes. So, for example, in my business, in this current business, I ask myself, what do my clients want? What do they buy? Well, they buy information about copywriting. They buy information about traffic generation. They buy ebooks on Clickbank. They buy, etc., etc. They attend other seminars. So how can I build relationships with the people in all these different categories, if you will, and start basically establish a relationship with them? So what you want to do